We are talking with Dr. Gladys Hernandez, researcher at the Center for the Study of the World Economy. In this section of the interview, I have an exchange of ideas with Dr. Hernandez with respect to the international world order and its inequalities. She acknowledges that the international economic world order established in the post-World War II era has its limitations, for it continues to generate global inequalities, and Cuba has persistently sought to transform these global structures. However, the establishment of such global structures with recognition of the equality and sovereignty of nations is an important achievement that which should not be cast aside, as is being done by the Trump administration. Let us listen to Dr. Hernandez.
Do you think it's fair to say that the direction in which China is going is really an effort to really develop international relations and a world system on an alternative philosophical foundation, different from the legacy of European
colonial How you think about the fact that after the Second World War, the world found a way to discuss all their problems, found a way of make multilateralism one of the most important tendencies, to try to find ways to discuss contradictions among countries. This was a huge success of the United Nations. They have created so many different organizations that take care of different problems in the world. Now we are talking of different situations in which a country is saying that this is no more important. And so we have the United States saying no more of this United Nations, it's America first, whatever. And you have China saying that multilateralism is very important. But and that they should maintain
their positions. The efforts at internationalism led by the United States after World War II, including the United Nations and so on, that was limited in the sense that the voice of the colonized was not very strong. It had some voice, but not very strong. And so I wonder if you could say that China at the same time is trying to overcome those limitations of that, the internationalism of that era.
There are two elements. You are saying that I am not quite agree. Mm-hmm. One fact, as this is the inequalities of our world. Uh-huh. Because even now, we have developed countries and are the developed countries. Right. Even after those many years after the Second World War, those inequities has increased. Uh-huh. Poverty has increased. But it doesn't mean that I can agree with the fact that you can destroy what it was so hardly, so costly to obtain in terms of multilateralism.
Yes, yes.
Because at least,
it was an important achievement.
Because at least those underdeveloped countries can sit.
That's true.
In the United States and discuss their problems.
Yeah, yeah.
If they could be able or not to solve their problems, this is a different topic that concerns the system we live in. The global system we live in, and Cuba has always strongly fought those ways.
Right.
Because we are supposed to defend.
Fighting the structural disadvantages.
Actually, and to try a way to improve.
Uh-huh.
And to try to reach levels in which everybody could be heard.
Uh-huh.
But this is one fact. And the other fact is now that you want to destroy everything. And more dangerous, you are leading the world to a third world war.
Yes.
Because it's more military expenditure.
You're referring to the present U.S.
Yes,
government.
Yes. Uh-huh. I am referring to this pressure, international pressure they are exercising on different countries, on Russia, on China, on Iran, on Venezuela, on Cuba. I mean, they select from many very important countries as China, for example, or Russia, to countries like Cuba, for example. We are very small, but we are very strong in terms of international participation, position in the defense of many developing countries. I mean, it's really, so they are against everything like that is freedom, real freedom. The first thing they're supposed to respect is sovereignty. Sovereignty and the fact that countries countries are supposed to have their ways.
Right.
We respect them. Why they don't respect us? Uh-huh. And it's the same with China.
Uh-huh.
China has a program for developing for it.
This has been the third part of our conversation with Dr. Gladys Hernandez, researcher at the Center for the Study of the World Economy. Tomorrow, we will continue with our conversation.